This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Science and art are coming together on a tiny island off the coast of New Hampshire and Maine. Researchers at the Shoals Marine Laboratory on Appledore Island have teamed with curators from the Peabody Essex Museum to identify the exact locations on the island where an influential Boston artist painted more than a century ago. Their results fuel the new exhibition, American Impressionist, Child Hassam on the Isles of Shoals. WBUR's Andrea Shea took a boat ride to Appledore Island to find out more about what they discovered.
On a calm day, the boat trip from Portsmouth Harbor in New Hampshire to Appledore Island takes about an hour. The small island's sun-bleached, algae-draped rock formations loom in front of us on the shoreline. Their pinky-white hues contrast with the countless blues in the ocean water and sky. This boat is bringing food for field research staff and students who occupy the 50-year-old Shoals Marine Laboratory during the summer. They're studying the relatively untouched island's craggy geology and its biology, including hundreds of seagulls. Jennifer Seavey knows the birds well. She's an ornithologist and the lab's executive director. She's also a big fan of Boston Impressionist Child Hassam. He spent summers on Appledore in the late 1800s and early 1900s, capturing the island's rugged, intricate inner tidal zones in paint.
We have staff here who have been working in the rocky inner tidal for years. And so the shoreline is very familiar to a lot of our staff, and Hassam is very true to the geology of the island.
That's why curators at the Peabody Essex Museum and the North Carolina Museum of Art asked the lab scientists for help. The art historians wanted to learn more about Hassam's paintings and techniques by identifying and mapping the exact spots on the island where the American Impressionist painted his famous marine landscapes. The ever-curious researchers jumped at the chance.
So all these red dots on this map of Appledore Island are all locations of Hassam when he was painting, and the arrows are which direction he was facing.
The scientists plotted out the destinations of Hassam's treks all over the island. He sought out and captured weather-worn coves, headlands, and geological basalt formations called trap dikes, also sunsets and moonlit evenings. Seavey says you can tell a lot about where Hassam was and when he was by studying the information in his paintings.
Art and science is united by asking questions, being curious, being a good observer. And how you express the data that you get from those observations are different. That's where the two fields diverge.
The scientist shows me an image of one work titled Moonlight from 1892. You can see it at WBUR.org. Seavey tells the story she gleans from the data.
It's a full moon, so that means I know biologically it's going to be a spring tide, and I know these rocks, and this is quite high water for this inlet, Babs Cove. So indeed, he's showing a spring tide. These clouds, they're called altocumulus clouds. They are sort of the harbinger of a weather change. It typically means it's going to rain in the next 6 to 12 hours. And when those clouds in real life pass over stars or moons, it turns the clouds this pinky color. And he's showing that in this painting. So I just love that I can tell how accurate he is.
Back in Hassam's day, Appledore's 95 acres were home to an upscale hotel and artist salon founded by Celia Thaxter. It attracted luminaries including Nathaniel Hawthorne, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and Child Hassam. For Seavey and other island scientists, the artist's landscapes are like time capsules to the island's past.
There's a lot to be observed in his paintings and comparing it to the island today.
One of the things you can tell is that the intertidal seaweed pattern has been stable for all these years. That's one thing you can tell.
Robin Hadlock Seely came to the Shoals Marine Lab as an undergraduate in 1976. Her graduate dissertation was on archaeological seaside snails. Now she's the academic coordinator for Cornell students here and says Hassam's spirit has been part of Appledore Island as long as she's been here.
Yeah, I mean, he was like a member of the family. And now he's really gone big time, but my husband and I met out here, and one of the first things we did when we built our house was fill it with child Hassam, just to make us feel more at home. They've always been special to people who know Shoals, but now they're being brought to the whole rest of the world.
He was so well known. He was so famous in his day. These paintings were so much a part of, like, what was and is American Impressionism.
That's Peabody Essex Museum curator Austin Baron Bailey. She says Hassam brought Appledore Island's surf-washed, sun-bleached vistas to thousands of people who'd never seen them. Over the decades, American Impressionism fell out of fashion until curators and collectors rediscovered Hassam in the 60s. Baron Bailey hopes this new exploration will introduce a new generation of people to the artist's work. The museum recreated the atmosphere of Hassam's Appledore for the new exhibition with the sounds of music, gulls, and lapping water. A huge Google satellite image shows some of the artist's favorite formations, including Sylph's Rock, Siren's Cove, and Babs Rock. Photos are paired with some of the paintings to show how spot-on Hassam could be.
What's been incredible, I think, from the scientific and the art historical perspectives is to be able to see how keenly he observed. We're not claiming he's a geologist or a marine scientist by any stretch of the imagination, but he is looking as closely as scientists look at these surfaces in order to render them using these impressionistic techniques.
The curator says Hassam's unique brand of impressionism conveys realism, but he did take liberties with shape and color to dramatize some of the works. For Baron Bailey, looking at Hassam's paintings through a scientific lens has unlocked a whole new vocabulary to help her think and talk about his paintings.
It's not just about color and light. It's not just about a pretty landscape or a pretty seascape. There's real, identifiable scientific evidence, and we can talk about that now and relate that to the application of paint, to trends in Impressionism, to Hassam's career.
Child Hassam spent about 30 summers on Appledore Island. Scientist Jennifer Seavey understands why.
We're all here because we love the place and the wilderness and the beauty of it, as well as we're interested in questioning the mysteries of it, right? That resonates when you look at a Hassam painting. It doesn't matter if you're an art connoisseur or a biologist. I think we can all get it.
Seavey hopes the new exhibition of Hassam's paintings at the Peabody Essex Museum will help other people get it. And she welcomes visitors who want to come see Appledore Island for themselves. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.